Chapter 17.
So, I gotta ask, I said, as I surveyed the damage we'd done during our fight with Div. What happened to all the people out in the lounge, or Div's security detail?
Simple. The security evacuated the people out of the building, locked up, and then came back in to check on their boss. And you killed them?
Janine raised an eyebrow as she pushed her glasses up her nose.
Of course not, love.
The succubus said with a frown.
I simply got them to see things from my point of view.
You used magic on them, didn't you?
No. I don't have magic, remember? So, your powers, then. Well, I can't help it if people sometimes do what I tell them to do.
Ada shrugged her shoulders.
I'm just a poor, defenseless woman trying to make her way through this cruel and terrible world, with only my sexy werepanther and my gorgeous lucky charm to help me.
Lucky charm?
Janine raised an eyebrow.
Emphasis on the gorgeous part.
Ada winked at the redhead. Seriously, though, that would be a really helpful thing to know if you can mind control humans.
I can't mind control them.
The succubus rolled her eyes.
What is this, a sci-fi movie?
Then what is it you do?
It's all in the pheromones, my dear. A bit of my womanly charm and such. That's how I always get the cops off my back, too. You hit them with a little bit of the love scent, give them a smile, bat the eyelashes, bite the lower lip, cross and uncross the legs, and they'll do just about anything you tell them.
Sounds like mind control to me. I shrugged. Is that what you did to us earlier? Used your pheromones to make us all horny and in a trance?
Oh, Carter.
The dark-haired woman said, as she ran her fingers along my cheek.
That's a question I'll never answer. For all you know, those carnal thoughts that flitted through your mind were all your own.
Damn. Ada really knew how to push my buttons. Speaking of the police, I said, as I looked around at the carnage we'd caused. Do we need to worry about getting arrested? We just, totally committed a murder in a highly populated club?
Weirder things have happened here, my friend.
Ada said with a wink.
Trust me, they've gotten to the point where they don't even come out to this place unless it looks like something world-ending is going on.
What about these bodies?
Janine looked around at the corpses of the servants of Osiris and Div, which was now even more bloated and swollen than the bastard usually was.
It's gonna be hard to hide these things. They're massive.
I know a cleaner, love.
Ada rubbed her hands together.
What kind of a club owner would I be if I didn't have a way to dispose of things? Besides, you should know I am quite the specialist at making big things disappear.
There's gonna be a lot of repairs that need to be done, too. I sighed as I looked around. And those all look really pricey. Between the holes in the walls and roof, the destroyed ceilings, and the damaged floors, this was going to cost a small fortune to fix up. Then there was the fact the entire club looked like it had been in shambles before I'd even gotten here. This place needed a lot of work done before I could call it my own.
Don't worry about the money, Carter. I'll give you anything you want, as long as you continue to hold up your end of the bargain. Speaking of which, we should probably get back to my club. It may be the wee hours of the morning, but I've still got a few things I want to do before the sun rises, including you, my dear.
I gulped as my heart hammered in my chest, and I felt a twinging in my loins. Yeah, we needed to get back to the club ASAP. Sure. Can you give us a ride? I fucking hated driving that Hummer. Oh, shit! The security guard is still locked in there!
So?
Ada raised an eyebrow.
He was a servant of Div. Let him lay there until he has a heat stroke or starves to death.
We can't leave him. I shook my head. I'm sure he was just trying to do his job.
Div's surrounded by men who are just doing their jobs. They all deserve the same fate as his fat ass. But if that's what it'll take to get you back to my office in a timely manner, so be it. Let's go check on him.
I turned to walk toward the door, and then I felt Janine's soft touch against the back of my leg.
You probably shouldn't go out there looking like that. The poor guard's already been traumatized enough. If he sees you like that, he'll probably have a heart attack.
I didn't bring any extra clothes.
It's all right,
Ada said, as she licked her lips and looked me up and down.
It's a warm night out, and I don't mind seeing you in your skivvies. Plus, that bulge. When God gave you that package, you didn't even need to sign for it, did you?
I didn't really want to walk around in my underwear, but there wasn't an alternative. I guess it was better for people to see me in a state of undress than as a giant half-man, half-panther monster. Besides, Ada was right. It was a brisk summer night, and it was so late that I doubt anyone else would be around. Okay, fine. Change me back.
Your wish is my command, babe.
Janine reached up and pressed her open palm against my back. At first, she simply dragged her palm across my furry backside. But then Janine started to scratch me, gently. The sensation sent several pulses of pleasure through my hind end, and the muscles started to twitch as she calmed me down. Then Janine lifted her other hand up, ran it through my fur, and petted me like a house cat. Much to my surprise, I responded like one, too. My whole body began to vibrate as a strange, low-pitched hum rose up from deep inside my body.
Is he purring? I didn't think big cats could do that.
Shifters must be different,
Janine said, as she continued to scratch me. Who cares? I groaned and leaned into the redhead's touch. This feels really good. I laid down on my stomach so Janine could get in there better, and as soon as her hands traveled to my head, I practically passed out from the sheer pleasure.
Holy shit! Carter, look at your wound!
I opened my eyes and glanced down to see the spot where Div had stabbed me was now slowly closing itself up, the injury's ends crusted with dark coagulated blood as it grew smaller and smaller until eventually it sealed itself shut. Fur grew back over the bare spot instantly, and then I felt myself starting to transform back. The muscles in my arms and legs shortened, as did my canines, and the fur on my body receded back inside of me until finally I was just covered in my regular amount of dark body hair. I was Carter Hatfield once more. I walked out into the hallway and picked up my phone and VIP card, which had been launched all the way to the other side when I transformed. And then I meandered back into the room with the two women.
It's an old wives' tale that purring cats have healing powers. I never would have thought the same would be true of werepanthers.
That's not the only power he should have. According to what I've read, werepanthers inherit new powers every time they kill another paranormal entity. Isn't that right, Ada?
I wouldn't know.
The succubus shrugged.
Every werepanther I've ever heard of got killed before they could really make a name for themselves.
I don't feel any different, I admitted, as I placed my arms over my exposed chest. Maybe I got some of his magic?
Doubtful.
Ada shook her head.
Magic mastery takes training. It's not something you can just inherit.
Maybe it'll come to you later,
Janine said, as she motioned for me to follow.
We've got a lot more studying to do.
Werepanther anatomy, I hope. I waggled my eyebrows at the archaeology student, and her face turned as red as her hair. An applied course?
Come on. Time's a-wastin'. And I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get really sleepy.
It's only 4 in the morning, love. The night is young.
The three of us locked up the lounge, walked out to the Hummer, pulled open the back door, and observed our fallen security guard. His eyes widened when he saw us standing there, and then his whole body began to squirm away into the other side of the vehicle. We're not going to hurt you, I promised him, as I leaned forward and yanked off his gag. Help! He screamed instantly, but then he shut up instantly when Ada flashed her claws.
Unless you do that,
Ada said with a devilish grin.
We will hurt you if you try to scream for help. Be a good boy and shut the fuck up.
Is this about Div? I just work here, man. I know. That's why we're going to let you go. You are? The bald man gulped. Why would you do that?
Yes, Carter. Why would we do that?
Because I need a bouncer for my new establishment, I said as I nodded to the man. And he looks like a prime candidate.
You need a bouncer?
The guard asked with wide eyes.
You fucking took me out with one punch!
I can't be around all the time, I shrugged. Plus, it wouldn't look good for the new owner of Cincy's Jewel to go around punching people now, would it?
New owner?
The bald man tilted his head. Div gave this place up. How much do you like your boss? I asked with an awkward chuckle.
I fucking hate them,
the guard said, as his face twisted into a scowl.
He's such a cheap asshole. I mean, fuck, you saw how easy it was to break into this place. And you were just one guy. I always told him we needed better systems and more men. But he told me I'd have to take it out of my paycheck. You know how much he paid me? Next to nothing.
I was more than just one guy. But this man still seemed oblivious to the fact that I was a supernatural creature. And I wasn't going to spill the beans to him yet. Look, what's your name?
Tony.
The man frowned.
Why did you work for Div if he treated you so terribly?
You try getting a job as an ex-con around here. As either bouncer or janitor or fast food worker. And I'd rather go back to prison than work at McDonald's.
Tell you what, Tony. Let's make a deal. We let you go, and you pretend like this never happened. In return, we'll renew your contract here at Cincy's Jewel for the next... 5 years. And your pay? We'll triple it.
Triple?
Tony and Ada both gasped at the same time, in completely different tones. You said whatever I needed, I told the succubus. And we're gonna need a bouncer. Actually, scratch that. A head of security.
Holy shit! Who would have thought getting my lights knocked out and tossed into a Hummer would be the best thing to ever happen to me?
So we have a deal then? I asked the bald man.
Oh, yes, yes!
He nodded as his face twisted into a grin.
A million times yes!
I pulled Tony out of the Hummer, turned him around, and snapped the zip ties off his arms and legs. Then I put my arm around his shoulder and pointed over at the attendance booth. First order of business, head of security. Go talk to Paul over there and see if he has any ideas about updating parking lot security. You're right, it's way too easy to get in here. But that can wait until tomorrow. For now, go home. The lounge is closed for the night.
Thank you, boss!
Tony said with a smile, and then he stumbled away to a nearby vehicle.
Should he be driving?
Janine asked, as we watched Tony hop into a beat-up 1976 Ford pickup.
He might have a concussion. I think he's fine. If he had a bad concussion, he wouldn't have woken up from getting knocked out.
Super dark, but very true. Ada, Janine, and I all walked around the side of Cincy's Jewel until we came to the front lot. The crowd had all completely dispersed, and the only vehicle left was Ada's sleek red Corvette. Ada shimmied into the shiny red leather driver's seat, which made a funny squeaking noise when she dragged her leather pants across it. I sat in the passenger seat, and Janine sat in my lap, and then wiggled her ass into my crotch before she buckled us in. Our seating arrangement didn't seem to faze the succubus, and she simply placed her keys into the ignition, turned it on, and then peeled out like she was in a NASCAR race. We rocketed down the dormant streets of Cincinnati at 80 miles an hour, with Ada's music blaring through the stereo. Even though it was total chaos, it actually felt kind of relaxing. That was when I saw something move out of the corner of my eye. A tall brown figure with four lanky legs jumped out from behind a park bush, and I instantly threw up my arms.
Deer!
I yelled as the creature sprang out into the road. Ada slammed on her brakes, and all three of us screamed as the Corvette screeched its tires against the pavement. Thankfully, Ada's reflexes were lightning fast, and she was able to keep the wheel in place and the car in a straight line. The vehicle skidded to a stop 3 feet away from the doe, who just stood there frozen in our headlights. Then, once it realized that we weren't a threat, it simply sauntered off to the other side of the road.
Watch it!
A feminine voice growled.
What did I do?
I said, as I glanced back and forth between Ada and Janine.
I saved our asses!
Both of the women just looked at me like I had three heads.
Carter?
Janine raised an eyebrow.
Nobody said anything.
Yes, you did. Somebody just told me to watch it, buddy.
Janine and I were both completely silent. I don't know about her, but I saw my entire 3,000-year life flash before my eyes.
Then who...
No.
The female voice said.
No fruit over here, either. Humans must have picked them all. Maybe it was the rats.
My mouth fell agape when I realized who I was hearing.
The fucking deer! What the fuck?
What's wrong? Carter, you're acting really weird right now.
Okay, I said as I raised my hands. This is gonna sound really fucking crazy, like really, really crazy, but I think that voice I'm hearing belongs to the deer. Even though I expected them both to pull out their phones and call the psych ward, Janine and Ada both just smiled at each other.
I wondered if you'd ever get this ability. There were a handful of legends I read that talked about werepanthers communicating with non-humans.
So I'm not batshit crazy.
Talking to animals is a very common trait among were-creatures.
Ada shrugged as she put the car in gear and began to drive once more.
It would be actually weirder if you didn't have the ability.
I didn't have it before. Unless that was the power I got from killing Div?
Maybe. It's definitely not something you've ever mentioned before, so it must be new.
Interesting. Does this mean all werepanthers have the same power sets and we just have to unlock them?
Honestly, I don't know.
Janine shook her head.
Ada?
Beats me.
The succubus shrugged again.
But I'm more than willing to go out and kill some more paranormal creatures to find out.
Once we were a few more miles away from Cincy's jewel, I felt my phone vibrate on the dash. I picked it up and glanced at the screen, and my heart skipped a beat. 4 new messages from Lynette, sent at 1 a.m. right after the incident at the bar. Fucking cheap-ass piece of shit phone. How was I just now getting these? I opened them up and read them silently to myself.
Hey, Carter, it's Lynette from the bar. I don't know where you ran off to, but me and the girls wanted to say thank you for saving us back there. Those guys were real jerks, and you put them in their place. I'd be surprised if they ever come back to this club again. Anyways, I just wanted to reach out and say I had a great time tonight, minus the dickheads in leather. I hope we'll see each other again soon.
The last message, though, made my heart fill with joy.
Also, FYI, you can call me Leah from now on.
Sometimes being a nice guy did pay off. With Ada's wild driving, we got back to the club in no time flat. The succubus parked the vehicle back in the garage, and then I helped Janine out of the back seat as we approached the rear entrance. However, the obsidian-haired beauty led us right past her office and over to a set of black stairs.
My private quarters are upstairs. Usually I sleep up there alone. But now, it's where we'll all sleep together.
Together? Can I sleep on a couch or something?
What's wrong? Don't you want to join me and Carter in the throes of passion?
Janine's face turned beet red, and she looked at the ground as she fiddled with her glasses.
Not right now,
she whispered to herself.
I'm going to bed.
But I at least want you to watch him fuck me. Then maybe you could get all excited and join.
I'm gonna go,
Janine said. Before I could even say goodnight, she darted up the stairs and out of sight.
I know. I'm so bad.
She's just shy, I said with a smirk. Trust me, I was floored when she propositioned me back at the hotel.
It's because you're irresistible, Carter.
Ada placed a hand on my bare chest.
And it's not just because of the werepanther pheromones, either.
I trailed off as I fought with every fiber of my being to keep from getting an erection. I could smell the sweet scent of Ada's arousal, and my dick swelled at the thought of lying next to her naked body in bed. So I finally gave in. I wanted this woman, and I wanted her now. If someone had asked me a few days ago if I wanted to be a father, I would have given them an affirmative, hell to the fucking no. But my body and mind had changed a bunch since unlocking my werepanther persona. When Ada had told me she wanted me to impregnate her, it had only turned me on. And the thought of spreading her legs open with my hands, and then her pussy with my cock, and then pouring my cum deep into her womb so that her belly would swell with my child. Fuck. The thought of it was just driving me crazy. I wanted to possess Ada. I wanted her to have my baby. I wanted Janine to bear my children, too. It was the werepanther in me demanding that I breed with the sexiest woman I could. I'm gonna give you what I want. I reached over and cupped my hand on Ada's tight ass, and she let out a gasp.
You do seem eager.
The succubus's green eyes narrowed, and a smile crept up her face when she realized what was happening. Then she pressed her thick, luscious lips against my mouth and dug her nails into my chest as our tongues began to intertwine. I want to fulfill my end of the deal, Ada, I said as I pulled away and placed a hand tenderly against her face. I want to give you a baby. I'm going to fill you up with my sperm over and over again until you are mine forever.
Yes. I want to be yours so bad, Carter. Please.
Let's go to your bed, then.
I've changed my mind. Let's do it in my office. That's much hotter.
So you weren't joking about your fantasy earlier. I raised an eyebrow.
I never joke about fantasies, Carter.
Ada winked, and then she took my hand. The beautiful succubus led me down the hallway and back to her office, and my eyes were locked onto her fit ass in her leather pants. Her butt cheeks bounced with each step she took, and by the time I got to the door, I was so hard I thought I might tear through the material of my shorts. Then Ada turned around and glanced down at my bulge, and she bit her bottom lip as she traced my pecs with her finger. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Then come and get it. Ada lunged forward and kissed me passionately, and her hand reached down and grabbed onto my cock. She stroked me through my shorts as I opened up the door of the office and used our combined body weight to push it open. And the second we were inside, I scooped Ada up into my arms, kicked the door shut behind us, and marched over to the desk.
Carter!
Ada gulped when I tossed her onto the top of the furniture.
I love this. Yes, take me. Fuck me hard. Do all the things to me.
You're gonna love what comes next. I smiled, and then I pulled my pants down.
Wow.
The succubus breathed when she saw my dick.
Those spandex shorts didn't do it justice.
It's gonna be even better when I'm inside of you. I winked as I walked over to Ada. But first, I want to taste that sweet honeypot of yours. My words caused the unthinkable. Ada's cheeks turned a dark shade of pink as she grinned from ear to ear. I just made a succubus blush. I reached down and grabbed onto Ada's leather pants at the waist, and then I yanked them off in one swift motion. Her soft pussy came into view instantly, with its swollen red button on top, and a tiny heart-shaped tuft of black pubic hair. Ada was already dripping wet with excitement, and I was practically salivating as I got down on my knees. Without another word, I placed one hand on Ada's inner thigh and the other around her waist, and then I buried my face in her pussy. I started off slow as I traced the edges of her labia with my tongue, and Ada let out a soft moan in response.
Fuck, yes,
she said as her hand grabbed a fistful of my hair.
Keep doing that, Carter. Yes.
I lapped up Ada's juices as I teased her for another minute or so, and then I went in for the kill. I dragged my tongue over her clit in a slow vertical pattern and started to make circles, and every few seconds I pulled away and lapped up some more of her love. Ada tasted just as sweet as she smelled, and I honestly wondered if this was part of her succubus anatomy. You taste so fucking good, I growled as I looked up into her emerald eyes. I kept at it for a few more minutes, but it didn't take long for Ada's moans to get closer and closer together. Her body tensed up as she dug her fingers into my head so hard she could have torn my scalp off. And then she leaned her head back and opened her mouth.
Yes, Carter.
She groaned intensely.
Just like that. Oh, just keep doing that and I might just...
Ada's carnal scream filled the room as she orgasmed against my face. Her pussy gushed like a geyser as she came, and I made sure to lap up every single bit of her sweet juices. Finally, her moans turned into a whimper, and she fell back on the table. How was that? I teased as I stood up and wiped my mouth.
Fucking amazing. But unless you've got some sort of crazy werepanther tongue, I don't think that's how you'll get me pregnant.
Oh, that comes next. After all, I want to fulfill my end of the bargain. Ada bit her lip as I leaned over and started to kiss her all over, from her belly button all the way up to her soft neck. When I got up near her face, I reached back behind the woman and undid the straps of her top. Then I pulled away the leather fabric, and my jaw nearly hit the floor when I saw the succubus in all her glory. I knew Ada's breasts were pretty damn big, but her leather top didn't do them justice. They had to have been at least double D's, though I wondered if they were even a size bigger than that. And upon each of the large, full breasts sat a thick, red nipple that jutted out from her areolas and just begged to be sucked. Fuck, you're sexy. I leaned over and took Ada's left nipple in my mouth as I ran my hands along the sides of her body. And at the same time, the succubus reached down and started to stroke me in a long, repeating pattern. I let out a deep, guttural groan as a wave of pure ecstasy shot through my loins. I gently bit Ada's nipple in response, and the succubus went wild.
Is that it? They can take more than that, you know?
All right. I bit a little bit harder, and Ada screamed with glee. You like that? I asked, before I moved over to the other breast.
Fuck yes. You're so fucking good with your mouth, Carter.
I pulled away from Ada's perky breasts and then stood up so that my penis was level with her slick pussy. She looked up at me with her beautiful green eyes, and then she smiled as she reached down and slightly spread the lips of her flower open for me to see her pink tunnel.
Here, Carter. Put your cock in here. Fuck me deep and give me a baby. Pour all of your essence inside of me. I've been waiting for you for half a century, and I don't want to wait a second longer.
If that wasn't an invitation, I didn't know what was. I grabbed Ada's legs right beneath her ass, and then I lifted them up so her knees rested on my shoulders. Finally, I moved the head of my penis up to her wet, warm opening, and I slowly pushed it in. As I entered Ada, we both turned to fucking jello.
Holy fuck, you're tight,
I growled as her wet womanhood engulfed me. I shoved my dick about halfway into her, and her body trembled beneath me. Then I pulled myself out, pressed up against her entrance again, and pushed into her once more.
Oh, God, Carter. Fuck. Oh, that's so good. Ah, damn. You're so hard and thick inside of me. Oh, it feels wonderful.
I'm only halfway in, I warned, and the succubus's mouth fell agape.
Only half?
She gulped, but then her eyes narrowed.
I want the whole fucking thing. I want your cock so deep inside me that I feel it in my fucking guts.
If she said so. I continued my forward thrust until I finally felt the head of my penis press up against Ada's cervix. And that was when something fucking incredible happened. Ada's pussy tightened around me like a fucking vice. It wasn't tight like a regular woman's either. No, no. It was like she truly had my manhood in a death grip. The best fucking death grip in the world. Huh, what's that? I asked as I tried to pull myself out.
That's just how we succubi work down there. We get a cock in us, and then we usually trap them while we suck out their souls. Do you want me to let go?
No fucking way. I want to feel the real you. Ada's green eyes lit up at my words, and she licked her lips as she ran her hands along her breasts playfully. This next time I tried to pull out, I used my enhanced strength. There was a bit of resistance as Ada's muscles spasmed around me and tried to keep me in their grasp, but it was no use. I slid right out. And like the masochist I was, I went right back in. When I entered Ada this time, it was like pushing a screw through a pinhole. Her velvet tunnel wrapped around me like a damn glove, and my balls tightened against my body as waves of pleasure washed over me. When I hit her cervix again, Ada trembled and gripped the sides of the table.
Ugh, fuck, that feels good.
This is incredible. No wonder so many men were willing to die to get this. I pulled out of Ada once more, and this time I pushed myself back in hard. At this angle, my dick went in so fucking deep, to the point where my balls were pressed up against her ass. Then I started to fuck her gently in a rhythmic fashion, and I watched as her full, perky breasts jiggled with each thrust. Once I got the hang of it, I started to go harder. Sweat beaded on my forehead as I plowed in and out of Ada's tight tunnel, and the succubus's eyes rolled back in her head.
Yes. Oh, yes. Put your seed deep into my womb, Carter. Give me every single drop.
I will. I'm going to give you exactly what you want. As I continued to thrust, Ada's face became flushed with color, and her moans turned into silent gasps. Her already tight pussy spasmed around me as I fucked her brains out, and soon her body went completely rigid.
Carter! Carter!
Ada screamed as she gripped the side of the desk. The woman's velvet tunnel pulsated around my manhood as it edged me closer and closer to the mountaintop. Then the warm coil in my stomach snapped. My vision went white for a moment as bliss took over my very being, and I shoved my cock deep into Ada and then held her in place as my balls began to unload. The room spun around me as my cock started to spasm, and then it erupted like Mount Vesuvius.
Oh, God!
I growled as every muscle in my body tensed up, and I felt my warm seed oozing out right into Ada's desperate womb. I leaned in and kissed the succubus as the sounds of our orgasms blended into a chorus of ecstasy, and it didn't take long for both of us to melt into each other's arms.
Holy fuck.
Ada gasped as she spread her legs, and I fell down onto her chest.
That was intense.
It was all thanks to you, I said as I kissed her flushed chest. I'm not going to lose my soul now, am I?
Of course not, I think. No, I'm pretty sure you won't.
You don't sound very confident.
Well, this might be premature, but I normally get hungry before, during, and after, but now...
You aren't. I filled in when she paused.
No, I feel full, satisfied. I don't think I need to feed. Maybe that's another one of your powers. If so, it's wonderful. You can just fuck me every day and I'll always be full and well-nourished.
So, no soul-sucking.
All that I sucked out was your strong, fertile seed.
So? I asked with a raised eyebrow. Do you think it worked? Are you going to get pregnant?
I hope so. But if not, then we'll just have to do this again and again until it finally takes.
I'd love that. I purred as I rolled over onto my back. You were incredibly tight.
You were bigger than any man I've ever been with before.
Ada moved over to my side, so I wrapped my arm around her and pulled her naked body into me. And the succubus let out a slight coo as she nuzzled into my shoulder and then kissed it softly.
I'm just happy you decided to take me up on my offer.
What? The offer to make love to you? What kind of idiot would turn that down?
Not just that. Though that is a really important one.
The baby?
Yeah, but I'm talking more about my offer to stay here. Now, there will never be a day that goes by where we're not together. We'll get to have lots of fun, you and I and Janine. And when our baby finally does come, you can raise them to be the most badass little kid on this side of the Ohio. Or the world. But we can start with the Midwest.
So, what happens now? I asked as I looked up at the ceiling. Other than, hopefully, you bearing me a child.
It's hard to say. Even though you will step up and take Div's place, there's going to be a power struggle in this city. Other paranormal entities will hear about what happened to the fat ass, and then they'll all want to march down here and try to seize the opportunity to climb up the ranks and to kill you.
Fuck. It's a good thing I have you and Janine around, then. Between the three of us, we can kick anyone's ass.
Of course we can. Though Janine and I are probably gonna just sit back and watch you do most of the dirty work, since we'll be preggo and all.
You think Janine is really pregnant?
If she isn't now, she will be soon. You really filled me up to the brim, and if she got the same treatment twice last night, then... yeah... for sure, she's going to be making you an adorable little fairy baby really soon. But yeah, I don't really want to be all fighting and stuff when I've got your bun in my oven. So I'm counting on the big bad werepanther to protect his women. Cool?
Ada, I said with a grin. If you keep giving me capital and fucking me like that, you can bury your head in the sand like a frickin' ostrich for all I care.
I wouldn't do that, my love. Mostly because my body would still be completely exposed to attack.
Ada and I shared a laugh at her joke, and then we cuddled close as the exhaustion of the day finally overtook me. There was still a lot of unresolved shit out there. The Order of the Lunar God was surely still looking for me, and now a bunch more paranormal creatures were headed down to the Queen City looking to tango. And I was ready to kill them all. But for now, I needed to just enjoy the victory I'd earned. In the last 72 hours, I'd gone from eating a gross sandwich on the UC campus to a mega-powerful werepanther who had bedded two incredibly sexy women and taken over his own nightclub. If only the old Carter could see me now. Life was good for the new Carter Hatfield, and I had a feeling it was only going to get better. End of book 1.